B-Pod Studios.
Grandpa?
Hello there.
Hi, Grandpa.
Well, how's my little sweaty little nutshack today?
How you doing, Gramps?
Well, 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 the gang's all here. Let's all pretend.
Pretend what?
Nothing pretend. You're on the radio now, Grandpa. You're on the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's all have fun. Let's all have a big circle and pretend that my grandson's on the radio.
I am. I have a radio show, Grandpa. That's why you're on the air. You said you wanted to do your little almanac stuff. You remember that? We even got the intro and all that for you.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Time now for another edition of the Old F***er's Almanac.
How's that?
Oh, that's a thing of beauty. Is there some legal reason you can't say farmers?
It's not the way you wanted it, and we can't do it that way on the air. Now, are you going to do the almanac, Grandpa? How you feeling, by the way?
Well, I've been better. I've been worse.
I'm sorry I haven't gotten by to see you.
I had a grandson to take me to the doctor.
Okay. Do you want me to? When's your next doctor's appointment?
Well, I don't know if it's a doctor's. I think it's a dentist appointment.
A dentist appointment? You mean a denture appointment?
Yeah, they checked. You remember I had my checkup?
Yes.
And they check something here that says something to do with dental.
Dentures.
Dementia.
Don't say that word.
I think I'm about due for to get my dentures.
Right, I think that's
it. My gums swell.
That's it. Do you have your paperwork for your almanac, Grandpa? Hello?
Come over on the fax machine.
Okay, well then, go ahead.
I remember your sister got me that fax machine.
Yes, she did. I've gotten you a lot of stuff too, Grandpa.
Like what?
I got you the walker, the one that had the wheels with the tennis balls on them. Got you that.
That was before the fall.
I got you the subscription to Smithsonian Magazine. Do you remember that? Do you read that?
They got it at the doctor's office. I see.
No, it's sent to your house. It's sent to where you live. You've had it now for a couple of years.
And I wanted to thank your mother.
Yes.
I love living in Meyerly. It's close to everything.
It is, and you get all the care you need.
And that was nice of your mother to spend her hard-earned money.
How about I threw in for that? She helped. I went and paid for it, too.
Are we doing an almanac here
I wish you would, Grandpa. Grandpa?
You know, my time is valuable.
I know that.
And I feel that it's important for a child's imagination to play games. So I'm taking time out of my day to try to encourage you.
Encourage me in what, Grandpa? I'm doing a radio show.
It's important for a child to
have an imagination.
I'm not a child! You still like to play with your blocks?
No, that's like when I was 7.
I remember I was so proud when you spelled Grandpa with your block.
Yeah, and I can spell Grandpa now.
And then I stumbled and knocked it over, and you started to cry and wet your pants.
Aww. I'm so upset.
And then crying to your mommy.
All right, that's all right.
Grandpa did.
Okay, that's right. All right, that's when I was
and
a kid.
And I just said, oh, my sweet little nutsack.
All right, that's when I was a kid. Okay, that was when I was a kid.
Well, let's get right to the birthdays.
That
what
would
do you
be
say
nice.
There,
That'd be good.
You?
Hey.
Grandpa, please. Not that.
Hey, somebody's got a birthday today.
Yep.
I can't read this damn print. would it kill one of my grandkids to get an ink change on this thing?
Would it kill you to wear your glasses?
Pardon me?
You got glasses. You got sunglasses. You got regular glasses.
All
you got your bifocals.
Stanford.
What? Put your glasses on.
Celebrating birthday number 38 today is Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. You've read about her in your movie magazines.
She beat her housekeeper over the head like a rented mule.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're talking to somebody who actually did rent a mule.
When did you do that, Grandpa?
Oh, well, you remember that back on the farm, although you were a little sissified. Let me tell you something, Tommy Turtle. Trying to get nutsack to muck a stall was like pulling teeth.
What are you talking about?
He didn't like to work on the farm.
Oh, and then he'd go, oh, Grandpa, I got the allergy. Funny how your sisters never had no allergies.
Well, they didn't.
Woman mucking out a stall when there's a perfectly good boy there to do it.
Thank you, Grandpa.
He probably always found time to ride his mini bikes, though, didn't he, Grandpa?
He most certainly did. And I told his father he was spoiling him. I told him you're spoiling that boy like you do the milk when you pour a bottle of vodka in there. I said, who do you think you're fooling?
Can we do the almanac, Grandpa?
I mind a little eye opener in the morning. Never heard anybody.
Yeah, tell me about it. I can bring up stuff about you in that eye opener.
Irish coffee?
Yeah, to say the least. Mate used to make my grandmother cry.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born in 1859.
Right, you used to read that stuff as a boy.
Well, if you'd pick up a book once in a while, you'd know what the hell I was talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Grandpa.
You know, your parents went through with the special schools and the tantrums.
Please, okay, that's fine. Grandpa, can we do the almanac?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's not bring up bad memories. Let's go.
Oh, boy, Heidi, look at this one. 1891. The first public showing of a motion picture took place.
Wow. You remember going and watching a flicker, didn't you, Grandpa?
Oh, I most surely did. Your grandma and I used to go and see the movies all the time before I took up with the Polynesian woman.
Right.
You know, when Uncle Sam sends a young virile man to the Philippines, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Okay, that's right. Fine. It's not to be brought up anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, she was a hellcat in a sack. She just did things your grandma just wouldn't do.
Oh, jeez.
I know you were fond of your grandma.
I love my grandma.
I heard her to just bend over once in a while.
Hey, Grandpa, you're on the radio.
Oh, of course I am. about 150 members of the National Federation of Women's Clubs visited Thomas Edison's lab and watched the film through a one-inch peephole in a pine box.
Yeah, that's how it was back then. That's how it was done.
The movie was of someone bowling. I don't know if it was duck pin or not.
Right. You were a good duck pin bowler in your day.
I was the king of the duck pin bowling. And let me tell you, that is wrong on so many levels. National Federation of Women's Club. Let me tell you something, Sonny Boy. When they gave the women the right to drive.
The right to drive.
That was the beginning of the end.
Uh-huh.
I remember your grandma wanted to take up driving.
She did.
First thing I did was I said, hey, if you're going to drive, you're going to be on these Goodyear tires. And I've told you many times, if you remember the lessons I gave you, when you were homeschooled, because you were run out of that one school.
Thank you.
Well, remember I told you how Thomas Edison was a fraud and a snake in the grass.
So you guys, is that it, Grandpa? Because we're out of time.
In 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin.
Right.
They canceled his tour.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It was a big scandal.
1971, the Rolling Stones' 16th album, Sticky Fingers, came out.
Well,
you know what that means,
yeah,
don't you?
I never thought you were a Rolling Stones fan.
Yeah, well, I always enjoyed that album, Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers, not Sticky.
You know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
You stink finger?
Sticky Fingers, not stink.
In 1994, Pope John Paul II showed that he had some sense and issued a statement saying the Roman Catholic Church would never ordain women as priests. Somebody's got some sense. By the way, did you ever pay off the church?
I pay off the church for you?
No, for your sins.
No, I didn't pay off the church.
No,
for
we
my
may
sins.
Have had words from time to time, but I don't want my little nutsack going to hell.
Okay, we're done, Grandpa. You can go back to whatever. What were you doing?
Don't you cut me off. I've got a collection of Kennedy half dollars, and maybe we can give them that to keep you from going to hell.
I was
saving that for your daughter, but.
So she doesn't get the Kennedy half dollars, so you can pay off the church so I don't go to hell.
Well, unless you want to go to hell, do you want to go to hell?
Yeah, that's nothing to do with paying. I'm not in the Catholic Church anymore.
I'll tell you.
I don't remember the last time you went to church either.
Well, that's none of your business. You know what? I don't feel so bad, though. Every family's got a lame brain.
Oh, come on. Oh. Hey, I love you, Grandpa.
I love you, too, and good luck. What is it you're doing now, running a push cart?
No, I'm doing a radio show.
Oh, that's right. We're pretending now.
Okay. I love you, Grandpa. Bye-bye.
I love you, too, you little push cart fart.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2:00, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
And I know we don't want to be around politics, but this is, I think, truly puzzling to a lot of people. Who exactly does Mitt Romney appeal to? What is his base?
Utah.
But they're passing laws so they can vote him out of office.
Yeah, he's not popular there, but that's the only place they'll take him. Massachusetts threw him out years ago. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Oh, I just don't understand who's he representing.
Toodaloo.
Nobody likes him.
No.
Nobody.
I know. Did you, I got it right here. Matter of fact, I was ahead of the sports station with this one.
Well, what else is
there? I said to the program director of the sports station, I said, did you hear what happened in Kansas City? He goes, no, what? I said, it got pretty scary there in downtown Kansas City.
Yeah, getting blowed up.
Headline. I guess they got him, and everything's okay. Kansas City police arrest two at Chiefs Champions Parade after car drives through barricades headed for the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Wild video.
Please don't tell me that it was another crazy opera singer and we've got an epidemic.
No. Let me tell you what they got here. And a lot of video was captured of it.
What was the purpose of this?
Let me read it and I'll tell you. Look at that. Right down the parade route. And they had to do a pit maneuver.
Hey!
And they had to do a pit maneuver on
him. He can't hear me.
Two suspects were arrested in downtown Kansas City early today.
If I was there, that's what I would have done.
Let me read the story.
Hey! Ho!
Let me read the story. Two suspects were arrested in downtown Kansas City today after police said they drove through barricades of the Chiefs Kingdoms Parade and were headed for the crowd. Kansas City police received reports at around 8:15 this morning, local time. I think they're 2 hours different than us. That a car broke through the barrier on the north side of the route, somewhere near the start at the 6th Street and Grand Boulevard.
Why can't people have, they just want to have a nice thing.
Officers from multiple agencies responded, engaging in a brief car chase.
That's a beautiful pit, by the way.
Yeah.
That's textbook execution.
Several videos posted on social media showed the car heading south on the route at a high rate of speed before it turned onto Pershing Road, where police say it was headed for the crowd. The car eventually was stopped by several police vehicles. I counted like eight.
So they think the intention was to mow people down?
No. You see, you're assuming in this. They don't know yet for sure. The car was eventually stopped by several police vehicles ramming it. Two suspects were taken into custody, but police said there were no weapons or indications of terrorist activity in the car. Kansas City PD suspects the driver may have been impaired.
Oh.
Hundreds of thousands of fans flooded to downtown Kansas City just before noon to celebrate the triumphant Chiefs bringing home the Super Bowl trophy for the first time in 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the whole state of Kansas turned out.
Yeah. Yep. So, right down the parade route, it was people along the curbs were
Are we going to get text messages over that?
Over what? Over Kansas versus Missouri?
Do people really not know we're, you know, like Valentine's?
A lot of times they don't. But I just figured I'd bring that story.
To beat the sports guys.
Yep.
Don't you dare do that.
I'm done with it.
Don't you dare.
We'll be back. Thought that was a good presentation by me. And we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The unmitigated gall.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Au contraire.
96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. buddy, Stan and Haney. Got the grab bag here for you in just a second. But I want to do it before I forget about it. A couple of things that we have posted up on our webpage. First of all, I had to search high and low for it because I hadn't seen it in years. After the Mountain Dew commercial where you're in it.
And I received no compensation.
I did find the Haney doppelganger female from England. And there you got it pinned up side by side. This woman.
Is there any way that we can get the Mountain Dew commercial embedded with that?
I don't know. I think there's rules. You don't want Marvin. That's the female you.
In an alternate universe, I am an English woman.
Yep. An angry English woman. That is you. You can see that on the website.
Now you know what I'm talking about with the Mountain Dew commercial, yeah. Rob. It's where the two girls are.
Yeah, he's got the commercial right there.
There it is.
Yeah, right there.
Where the one's smiling.
Yes.
It's me.
And the other one's your doppelganger from England.
Yep. And we're smiling at each other.
Yep. Oh, you got it. Now you get it. There.
There it is, right there. That's me.
Also, our celebrity photo of the day.
That's me.
Yeah, I know. That's why. And so isn't that lady from England?
That is so creepy.
2016, I believe, this photograph was taken when we had the original actor from Bad News Bears who played Engelberg.
The catcher,
he came into the radio station and hung out with us for a little while. He's not a kid anymore. He's a large, heavy-set man now.
But see, he did one great thing.
That'll be around forever.
And I don't think it even matters if it's a good thing. Have you heard that insurance commercial?
What one?
The one that features celebrity spokespeople Johnny Manziel and Tanya Harding.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we have that commercial. We run it. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if you're famous or infamous or notorious or you're known for something.
And you look at Engelberg and we had, Greg Brady in here.
Yeah.
They did something once
yeah.
a long time ago
yeah.
that resonated.
Yeah.
And it can carry you the rest of your life.
It doesn't put money in the bank, though.
Hell it doesn't.
When you have to resort to going around the country throwing out first balls.
Well, we got to do it anyway.
And, you know, and they'll give you, $250, a nifty $250 to do that.
I'm really working on trying to come up with one hit single.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That'll happen. You know, look at it. I told you I was watching that Linda Ronstadt documentary that was out a couple months ago. Finally got around to watching it. She had so many hits in the 70s and early 80s. None of them.
It was difficult for her not to make a hit.
None of them original. They were all covers of other songs. But she made them her own.
Come to think of it, yeah.
She was not a songwriter, and everything she did was a cover.
Not one of them was hers.
No. But she's going to go down in history because she made it her own, and they were spectacular because of her voice. Find a song, make it your own.
Well, yeah, that's the route you've gone.
Yeah.
I insist on doing things the hard way.
Yes. Find a song, make it your own. Like I'm about to show you in the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, where I've taken a song and made it my own.
Well, you're famous for that. You are a stylist, and, I don't want to embarrass you and go down your whole discography, but I mean, your album, Table for One.
Yeah, it was a huge hit.
And your holiday album,
yeah.
Stan.
Under the Mistletoe,
Alone.
Lonesome Cowboy when I went country.
Yep.
This one, I was sitting around last night, I said, this coronavirus, How am I going to get through to people? I know. I'll make a song my own.
Everybody is kung flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning.
This is me.
In a tub of Purell, I'm lying. Everybody is kung flu fighting.
See how you do that? No, it's my own.
Now, how were you able to get the studio time and the musicians? Because I had a great one, but I can never get my stuff done.
Yeah, you got to know people. And then you go, and you know what? What do they always say? Money talks, BS walks.
You know, I've really wanted to do a parody of the Weezer song, Buddy Holly. And I keep getting bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, the Buddy Holly song? Mm-hmm. I came up with a new opener. What's with Pelosi dissing my prez? You know, that'd be a good opener.
Yeah.
And then the chorus would go, ooh-wee-oo, I look just like Bernie Sanders.
That's good. Keep working on that.
And then I was thinking about one for Biden with Kansas, you know, Carry On My Wayward Son. Carry on, my wayward son. We'll all be rich when you are done.
Yeah.
Take another bump of speed. You know, that kind of thing.
That's
that would be good, I think.
Good. Yeah.
But I don't have the access to the facilities that you do.
No. Speaking of corona virus, I got a couple of these. One right here in Cape Coral, but that's next.
What?
You'll hear it.
You're telling me the virus is in Cape Coral, but no, that's next.
Somebody thought it was. I'll get to it.
Because I would think that would come first.
Got a lot of stuff to get to.
I think that would come first.
Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo. Sorry about that, folks.
Kung flu.
Yep.
You know, I try to be nice.
Some Instagram idiot.
Try to support you.
Toodaloo. Some Instagram idiot was halfway through a flight from Toronto to Jamaica on Monday when he started claiming he had the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's going around.
He was joking around, but the people that fly the plane and the flight attendants, they don't take that as a joke.
At first he came on, he said, you know, there's an incident that somebody's not well, and so they're sequestered to the back, and all the proper procedure has taken place. After that, he came on, and we believe it's a hoax, and thanks to this person, we now have to go back to Ontario, but federal officials will be meeting him there, and there will be a crew working to get you guys back on another flight to Jamaica as soon as possible.
I guess one of the other passengers said the pilot got on the speaker when they had to turn the plane around, despite him saying, just a joke. But the pilot got on the speaker in front of everybody on the plane and shamed the guy. This is because of him.
Did you hear about that jackass? I don't know exactly where it was, but the guy went into a Walmart and had a kick me sign on his back, except it didn't say kick me. It says, I have coronavirus. And he went first to the Lysol section with all the Lysol he could carry. Keep in mind, sign on his back says, I have the coronavirus, back off. And then he went and personally sprayed down $7,000 worth of produce with Lysol.
Oh.
I thought that was nice of him.
Dateline Cape Coral.
Will Lysol kill the flu?
It kills everything. Dateline Cape Coral. Person in Cape Coral got an empty package from China the other day, and Cape Coral immediately called 911 because they believed that someone was sending them the coronavirus via package.
Oh, you mean like that episode of The Simpsons?
Yeah. Here you go.
They were nervous and scared that it was the coronavirus. They called PD. PD called us. We brought the hazmat truck.
Why would the box be sent to them? Who sent the box? does it, is it really from China?
What's in the box?
It's very difficult to do, send that across in a box. You're not going to do it. It won't work.
What's in the box?
Yeah, it was not the coronavirus.
What Walmart was that, Rob? Where is that?
Joliet, Illinois.
Joliet, Illinois. Home of Joliet Jake Blues.
Yep. And his brother Elwood. This is adorable. This is just adorable. This happened in England. It's a father and his young son in a car. And the dad is telling the boy that the policeman in front of them is about to stop a reckless driver that almost hit their car. The dad says that's one of the things the police do. And the kid says he'd like to be a policeman someday so he can get bad people. And then adds, I can even get you, Dad.
Thank you. The car in front nearly crashed into Daddy, and that police car is going to stop him.
Well, look at that, what police do.
Yeah.
I want to be a police man when I grow up.
Yeah?
Be bad people.
Yeah, good.
I can even get you.
I'm not a bad guy.
I can just get you.
Thanks.
See, at that age, they're truthful.
Yes, they are. You know, anytime you can get a smart aleck comment in, a former Disney employee in Orlando who was arrested for stealing costumes and items from Disney World took a plea deal in court and got probation and community service. As he was leaving the courthouse, reporters were asking him about what he's going to do now.
Anything you want to say?
I'm going to Disney World.
Boo. Hiss.
Yep.
Bronx cheer.
Where are you going? I'm going to go to Disney World.
Oh, what was that?
I'm just saying, creating in my head.
I'm just thinking. And it's kind of a counter to the beat. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm good.
Are there any words to that? Or
not yet. It's creating.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
By the way, we're working on getting you a nutritionist in here, probably by Friday.
Yeah.
Teach you how to eat right.
Hope it's not too late.
An ice cream joint, I don't know, and neither did these anchors that were trying it. An ice cream joint in Pennsylvania is selling mac and cheese flavored ice cream with actual cheese flavor and real macaroni in the ice cream.
Do I dare ask why?
I don't know. Well, mac and cheese is great with everything.
No. No, it's not.
These people think so. Ice cream joint in Pennsylvania selling a mac and cheese flavored ice cream made with actual macaroni. There's a picture of it right there, Haney. If you listen to the clip, I guess there might even be bacon in it. Reviews are mixed on it. Some people like it, some people don't.
Has anyone yet referred to it as an abomination?
I don't know. Well,
I'd like to be the first.
Two news anchors in Philly tried it on the air the other day. And here was their reactions to mac and cheese ice cream.
So you get your spoonful. Get your
whole spoonful.
Yes, make sure you get all the little bits of it.
Okay.
And you're going to taste it. But you're going to let it melt in your mouth a little bit, so the noodles kind of have to soften on your palate. Ugh. You'll get the texture of the noodles. You'll get the crunchiness of the bacon if you got a little bit in there. And the ice cream is, like, really mild, so the sweetness in it kind of balances it all out. It's weird.
You took the word right out of my mouth. It's weird.
Yeah, because you could take a lick and get an actual piece of macaroni in the ice cream.
But first, you have to allow your mouth to cook the macaroni.
I think it's pretty... Well, although if it would freeze back up, it would get hard again. I don't know how they...
Yeah, so you have to have your mouth cook it.
I don't know.
Otherwise, you bust a tooth.
I was... And I've wanted to do this for years, and I don't have the
connection. Know, though. She's pretty. I'd probably do it.
I don't. You'd do it on TV, or you'd be home alone eating it?
Oh, I wouldn't be home alone eating it. But
if she
was there encouraging me to do it, mm-hmm. I'd want to please her. I still wouldn't like it.
No, of course you wouldn't.
But if that would get me somewhere with her?
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong?
She's pleasant.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that's the ice cream pusher with the long, dark hair.
The one there on the right?
No, the one on the left.
What if you had to just settle for her?
What? No.
That she, no, the one on the right, was very amazed that you did it, and she kind of got flirtatious with you.
No, the one on the left is the one on the right... And I've got you to thank for this. That's a TV news girl, and you just stay away from them.
Don't I know?
Because Stan used to have a kink when it came to TV news girls, and it haunted him from early in his life to middle age until he finally realized... It's not me, it's them.
Yeah, because
you had your... Was that the first time your heart was broken by a TV news girl?
Where
you couldn't believe someone would behave in that manner?
Toodaloo. I dated...
No, that's when you were in college, wasn't it?
I dated three TV news girls over my lifetime. All three of them were not right.
Were they like the same?
They all have the similar traits. Let me explain something. Didn't want to go down this road.
But I've never...
I've never
met your first TV news love.
Yeah.
But I hate her as much as I can hate a human being. And I don't even know who she is.
No.
But the way that she treated you...
Yes, I know.
No one should be treated.
They are very vain... As there are exceptions
to the
rule. They're very vain. They're very concerned about what people think. They're very concerned about their appearance. They think that nobody takes them seriously, that they have to try harder. But in trying harder, it makes them less of a news person. They have... And I can still see it when I get up and watch the morning news in the morning on all the stations. You can tell when the consultant has come in about how to wear their hair, how they should gesture their hands.
Because they come in under the guise of telling them how to do their job, but really what they're doing is criticizing their appearance.
Yeah, and they will lose their minds at the drop of a hat.
Trip Hammer.
Yep.
How do they react when Stan finally says, get out?
Shock and dismay.
Fair enough.
Sorry about that, folks.
And occasionally, revenge on their minds.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Stan doesn't like me anymore.
Yeah. Well, they've got a public image they must uphold.
Well, I have... other ways to make his life hell.
Yep.
I don't have to be here directly to do it.
Toodaloo. Jeez.
But I'm so glad that you finally realized that's not for you.
Thank you. Jeez. Here's how I know that it's not for me. 10 years ago, I knew virtually everybody in the TV business. I knew them. I'd see them. I'd socialize with a lot of them. I'd know all the backstory on all of them. Now when I watch the news in the morning, I don't know any of them. Know a couple of them, but it's
for the best.
And it's for the best. Get a load of this.
Remember that one time?
Will you stop it?
When you forced me to ride shotgun on a double date.
You had a good night with that.
Yeah, I mean, we had fun. She's fun.
Okay, I'm going to read this last one, and then we're going to take a commercial break. How's that sound? You're in a mood today.
How am I in a mood?
Will you please?
Well, you started acting like I was attracted to that god-awful TV newswoman when you know there's no way in hell. I like the ice cream saleswoman.
Okay, of course you do. And you would eat mac and cheese ice cream there to impress her, but you wouldn't eat it at home.
No, behind her back, I'd go, stay away from that. That's god-awful. But if she asked me, I'd go, oh, that was delicious. Does that help your job?
Movie producer Kathleen Kennedy had big news yesterday.
I must have missed it.
It's not a reboot. It's a continuing story. Harrison Ford is coming back in Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, boy.
He's 79.
We're working away, getting the script where we want to be, and then we'll be ready to go.
And will it be a reboot, or will Harrison Ford be involved?
Oh, Harrison Ford will be involved, yeah. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation.
And is he up for it?
Oh, yeah. He can't wait. He absolutely is.
Kathleen, any chance that we can have a female or a transgender director? Why are you waving papers at me?
I am just... You know what? I'm...
Hey!
That's it. We're...
You know what? That is an official company record. And you are not allowed to rip that up. Rock. That's a crime.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Gonna have the local beat here for you in just a second. Why don't people in Southwest Florida know that kayaking by yourself can be problems?
Have we learned nothing from D'Alessandro?
Yeah, I know. Who is living somewhere on a tropical island somewhere.
That is not true. You know that it was a complete coincidence that he was facing all of these charges and financial ruin. And he decided to clear his head by going to New Jersey.
In the middle of winter.
And taking a kayak out into the North Atlantic.
Right.
And it's shocking that they never found him.
Yeah. In less than a half hour, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Karen will join us in studio. Up for grabs if you defeat Haney. Guns N' Roses tickets. Gonna give you a chance to go see Guns N' Roses if you're smarter than Haney.
Well, you know, when it comes to Guns N' Roses,
yeah,
right. There are some people out there.
I know one person that's not interested.
Yeah,
because he saw him plenty of times out in California. Okay,
and you know, I was listening to the end bit where he was on the poor guy. It was just one little thing that he said, and we turned it into...
Yeah. That's what makes us professionals.
Indeed.
Let's do the local beat. And I told you, I gave you a little hint. Kayaking alone. Time permitting, we'll also take your phone calls, 277-9600. This guy is lucky to be alive. I'll read the headline. This comes to us, I believe this comes from NBC2, or it might have been the Naples Daily News. I can't remember. But I'll give them both credit.
You know, it's about making good choices. Like you and I. When we're done with work, we go home and lock the door.
Yeah. Headline, missing kayaker rescued after several days adrift in Everglades National Park.
A lot of things can happen.
Yes, sir. And you'll find out as I go along with this story. He's elderly, and he was alone.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a little nervous, even with a nice, big, functional airboat being out there alone.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I had to work with the mentally disabled kids at the adolescent hospital.
Sure.
You had to take them out for recreation time. And they had a little river or a little stream.
Like a creek?
Not a creek. It was a little like a river because you...
Like the size of the Estero River?
Yeah. Yes. It was a small river.
But a legitimate river.
Yeah, you could canoe and all of that stuff, and that's exactly what it was. But I would take, you know, four or five kids, and we'd go in the canoe, and this was over on the other coast of Florida, and there were so many alligators in that river, and you're going down, you're just letting the current take you,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel them hitting underneath the boat. They'd go underneath, their tails
and with a kayak,
hit.
You're like on the water level.
I'm sorry. By yourself? Well, let me get to the story.
And the gators?
That's what I'm telling
you. That's one thing. The cottonmouths are like right there with you.
Missing kayaker rescued after several days adrift in Everglades National Park. The Collier County Sheriff's Office has rescued a missing kayaker after he had not been seen or heard from for several days. 67-year-old Mark Mealy of Virginia embarked on a solo kayaking trip in the Everglades National Park on January 22nd. He was due back from his trip on January 29th, but did not return. 4 days later, Mealy's belongings, including his wallet and phone, washed up on the bank of the Lopez River. This according to park rangers who found them and asked the Collier County Sheriff's Office to assist in a search. So they found all of his belongings washing up. Deputies were able to download the data on Mealy's phone Sunday night and find his most recent coordinates logged in on January 31st. Keep in mind, he should have been done with this thing on January 29th. So the last time he had his phone was January 31st. Collier County Sheriff's Office Aviation Unit began a targeted search of the area where those coordinates on the 31st said they were, or he was.
God, how did they find him?
This is amazing. It's amazing.
I'm looking at the video.
Yeah.
And even with helicopters and all that, you could miss that so easily.
Shortly before noon on Monday, they were able to locate him and guided Collier County Sheriff's Marine Unit alongside with the National Park Service and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to locate him, which in fact was just a few miles from where his belongings were found. He was dehydrated and hypothermic, but alive. As of Tuesday afternoon, yesterday, the Collier County Sheriff's Office said Mealy is in stable and recuperating condition in the hospital. According to Corporal Ed Henderson, the pilot who spotted the missing kayaker, he said, "First concern when we found him is it didn't look like he was moving. And we didn't know if it was going to be a recovery or a rescue." Henderson said Malie was floating on top of his life jacket in the middle of the river, which it, for them made it easier for rescuers to see him. He said a few hours more and they might have been too late. There is still a lot of unanswered questions.
How long was he out there?
He went out. He went on his little kayak trek on January 22nd.
It's been cold at night.
Correct. He had hypothermia.
He's in the water.
Yes.
You know what I think saved him? Is the way that that he was in the water. You know, I'm sure he didn't start out that way, but because he was very still, I bet it would be very easy for a gator cruising by to think, oh, that's another gator.
I don't know. I don't know what a gator thinks. But look at him. He's just, again, he was floating on top.
You would not be able to tell that's a human being.
He was floating on top of his life jacket in the middle of the river, made it easier for rescuers to find him.
I mean, I'm looking at the video, and even knowing that's him, you know, from the vantage point of a chopper, it's amazing they spotted him.
They said a few hours more, and they might have been too late to do anything. There are still a lot of unanswered questions that officials want to ask him, including the obvious. What happened that caused you to disappear? And investigators, he's still hospitalized, but investigators hope to talk to him soon. So he goes out on the 22nd. He's supposed to come back on the 29th. He doesn't. They start searching when his stuff comes up along shore on the 31st. Now we start into the next week, and he wasn't found until, what, Monday?
Well, I imagine it wasn't pleasant.
No. Shortly before noon on Monday, they were able to locate him. What day was Monday?
It was on Monday.
Yeah, thank you. What date? February 3rd. Jeez. So from January 22nd to February 3rd.
I know there's been ridiculously cold nights since then. And especially where he is, where it's even inland.
Because, you know, he had all the equipment and stuff. We don't know when he lost the kayak and his equipment and everything. They just know they found it on the 31st. That's 4 days where he had been just floating in the Everglades. 4 days. And part of that cold thing, yeah, hypothermia, but you get these gators and stuff, when it gets real cold, they become less active. If it was a nice, warm, hot, sunny day, I think it would have been more difficult for him. You remember when they brought that live alligator out in the hockey arena?
Yeah.
They thought it was going to go and scatter all around. As soon as that alligator felt the ice under its belly, it stopped.
It froze.
Yep. So I think the cold weather might have, in the long run, helped. But I'm glad he's okay. 67-year-old Mark Mealy.
I don't know what motivates people to do stuff like that. There was another one that I saw, where the guy was like a reasonably successful small businessman in England. Seemed like he had a decent enough life, but he decided, and I want to say he was like in his mid-50s, he decided that he wanted to sail from England to the Caribbean. Well, the boat made it.
He didn't. I think it's people trying to find themselves. Remember our buddy Kyle, who went to work up in Atlanta?
Yeah.
He was buddies with our pal Phil.
Mm-hmm.
He, married man, kids. He hit like a midlife crisis, and he's one of these.
Well, he was a walking midlife crisis.
He went and told his wife and kids, that he's going off by himself to the Grand Tetons and camped and hiked by himself for a week to go find himself. That's people like that. Well, I'm going to go kayak in the Everglades and find myself. I'll tell you what you'll find. Gators.
Didn't you have another buddy that was going to ride his bicycle from here to Tierra del Fuego?
No. No, you got me confused.
No.
No.
Your buddy Biff.
No, he wasn't going to ride a bike.
What was he going to do?
He was just going to retire. He was going to retire to Costa Rica and have his Social Security check sent to a family member.
I could swear he was bragging that he could ride a bicycle to Tierra del Fuego.
I don't think so. No.
He said, you'd be surprised. You know, there's roads all the way down there.
Yeah.
You just say you go out of Texas into Mexico and and you're going through Panama and all that. There's roads all the way. It's not a big deal.
When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? Guns N' Roses tickets up for grabs. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But it is Wednesday, and that means, are you smarter than Haney? And I think for the third week in a row, we got word Karen wasn't going to be in today. And the lovely Carly is once again like her permanent fill-in. 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah. You feeling a little bit more relaxed? You've been doing pretty well at this game?
Yes.
All right. Here's the deal. Random Stan and Haney listener. Going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. You get more right than Haney in these six categories. You're going to win. Rule is you have to get at least two right to be eligible for a prize. Carly's your lifeline. You can use her once before I ask the question.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she is pretty good. Now, I said that we had Guns N' Roses tickets.
That's not going to impress some of you.
Nope, I understand that. That's why I just noticed that it'll be a winner's choice. You can go to Guns N' Roses. Maybe you'd choose Incubus and Bad Flower or Night Ranger. Those three concerts are available for you as a prize. You pick which concert you want to go to.
Night Ranger?
Yeah, that's one of the prizes.
For real?
Yeah, pair of tickets to Night Ranger. One of those concerts can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
These are easy questions.
Jerk,
family edition.
Is yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hey, Stan.
Yes.
Do you think we should send somebody to check on Feinstein? Is she all right?
She's 90.
Simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. Go head-to-head with Mark Haney. Your choice of a concert. Guns N' Roses, Incubus, or Night Ranger. If you defeat Haney, you got to get at least two right.
Carly, you know your rock and roll. Do you like Night Ranger? Or do you not know him?
No, I'd probably pick Guns N' Roses out of all of those.
Yeah.
Then Incubus. Yeah, then Night Ranger.
That's Carly's opinion.
It is.
What Night Ranger songs do you know?
I actually don't know any of them. That's why I don't really know if I like them even.
Yeah, they are awesome. They really are. They're known. What happened to a lot of rock bands in the 80s and 90s is that the record company would push the ballads, and so a lot of people never heard their best stuff.
Yeah.
I did.
When were they popular?
In the 80s.
So I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But
Carly.
They yes. rock.
What do you got to do?
You got to release the phones.
Yes. 277-9600.
Yeah, like the 50s now, right?
It is. You got to figure the 80s are now, what is it, 40 years ago? 30 years ago? Yeah, 30 years ago. So when we were rocking to Night Ranger in 1986, it was like we were looking back in 1956.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. Cannot have won anything in the last week, I guess the rule is now.
You missed some good times, Carly.
I know, I probably have.
Yeah, her grandfather told her that. let's find a... random listener doesn't necessarily mean the first one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, would you like to challenge Haney, and are you smarter than Haney?
I sure would.
All right, James, say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, James.
All right, let me get your name down here, James. Six categories.
I've seen Guns N' Roses plenty of times in California. Sorry.
That's not you, is it?
No.
Okay. That was Rob playing that one. Here's the deal. Here are the categories. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. Remember, if your opponent cannot answer the question and the space is open for you, you can steal. As always, we begin with Mark Haney. Mark, category, please.
People and places.
People and places. Listen to the question, James, because if Haney misses it, you can steal.
Okay.
Haney. What is the traditional skirt-like garment that Scottish men wear?
Kilt.
Kilt is correct. James, category.
I'll do people and places also.
People and places as well. Okay. Here we go. People and places. James, what movie star has played a pilot, a race car driver, a pool shark, and a bartender?
Oh, geez. Leonardo DiCaprio?
Incorrect. Carly, you know that one?
No, I don't.
Can I steal?
You got the category, but you can guess.
Thomas Mapother.
Tom Cruise.
That's not his real name.
Hollywood star. We go with a Hollywood star name. Tom Cruise. Thank you. Haney? Haney, category, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. Haney, in entertainment, in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Didn't you ask this last
week? This is a different one.
No, that's about a rabbit.
Thank you. Thank you, Carly. Haney in Jack and
this
the
Beanstalk. This is very Jack and the Beanstalk heavy.
Look, I'm going with what they got. Haney in Jack and the Beanstalk, what kind of eggs does the goose lay?
Golden.
Golden eggs. Correct. You got some catching up to do, James. Category?
Entertainment.
Entertainment for James. What Marvel Comics barbarian worshipped a god named Krom?
Ooh. Marvel Hercules?
Incorrect. Anybody? Carly? Haney?
Conan?
Yes. That's right. Conan.
And you know, Krom is my first name backwards.
Yeah, that's right. We've done that before, and then we played it back backwards, and it sounds like your name.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Haney.
Sure is.
Haney.
It's really something.
Both of you still have your lifelines. History. Science and
history.
Nature. History. Sorry, Rob. Haney. What year was civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated in? What year was Dr. King assassinated?
Was it 1968?
You are correct. 1968. Yep. And 2 months later, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. You're on a roll. James, you got some catching up to do. You got Carly as a lifeline. Category, please.
Huh? It's not looking good.
Not at the moment. And you got to get at least two. You got to get at least two right to even be eligible for a prize. Entertainment.
Let's try it. Entertainment.
All right. Listen carefully, James. What Dan Aykroyd movie inspired the 1991 cartoon series starring Slimer?
Ghostbusters?
You are correct. Ghostbusters. You are right. Did you know that, Carly?
No.
All right. There it is. Entertainment taken care of. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Well, let's see. While we still have a couple of categories open, I would like to have Carly answer this one.
All right, Carly. Science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Wild card.
All right.
She likes the wild card.
I just like the sound effect.
Yeah. This is for Haney in wild card. Carly will
and
answer.
Right into the ground.
Right there, wild card.
Wild card.
Thank you.
Do you want to try it, Carly?
No, I'm okay. Just I got it anyway.
Just say it. See what happens.
Wild card.
Yeah! All right, Carly. For Haney.
Feels powerful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What type of sandwich does the average American eat 1,500 of before adulthood?
Peanut butter and jelly?
You are correct.
Peanut butter, jelly time.
Wild card. Yes. James, you got some catching up to do. You got Carly as a lifeline. People and places, history, United States.
You know, when I think about the red clay of Roland Garros, I have to say France.
You are correct. France. Haney, you have control. You're at match point.
Finish him.
Now, James, I'm going to explain the hard truth to you. He's at match point. If he gets it right, game over, and you don't have at least two correct answers. That's bad news. What you've got to hope for is that he gets it wrong, that you can steal it and get
and run the table.
Well, and then eventually run the table. But just to be eligible for a prize, you've got to be able to have Haney miss this question in science and nature.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Let's see. Haney, what do scientists define as areas that get less than 10 inches of rain a year? What do scientists define as areas that get less than 10 inches of rain a year?
Desert.
You are absolutely correct.
Dang.
Now, he virtually cleaned up on you, James.
He sure did.
Now, a little help.
Carly answered correctly, peanut butter and jelly.
You ever That's
have
what I'm here for.
You ever have a Fluffernutter?
Yes, I have.
Aren't they good?
They are good.
Yeah.
What about Nutella? Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I like Nutella.
Yeah.
Now, James, I'm going to try to be nice here and give you one question that you must answer correctly to get right so that you have two and you still have to tell Haney that he's smarter than you are, but you would be eligible
for
a prize.
You're making an effort here.
I am making a big effort trying to help you get something here, James. And if you get it wrong, I can't help you.
I just hope it's not a Jack and the Beanstalk.
No,
question.
It's not. Do you understand?
I do.
All right, I'm going to give you the choice of the categories that you have available. People and places, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
How about wild card, just because I like the sound.
All right. Why do I have a feeling he... I don't know. You know what? And I'll even let Carly help you with the answer. If you get it wrong, I'll let her answer it for you.
So he's got two chances.
He's got two chances to get this right. Listen carefully in Wild Card. James, who rescued Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother? Who rescued Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother?
I know this isn't going to probably be right, but it was a lumberjack?
I'm going to give it to you. A woodsman. There you go. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, and I don't know that Carly is old enough to understand this, because they have seen the softened versions of Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, now even the softened versions are not acceptable.
Yeah, I know. Not to traumatize young kids.
But that was the whole point of them, was to traumatize young kids so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Precisely. The woodsman came in saw the big bad wolf, and he took his knife out and gutted him, and the grandma and Little Red Riding Hood spilled out of his stomach. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. See? I know like some of the other ones, like Cinderella and stuff. I know like, their stories.
They were to teach children, don't go into the woods alone.
Yep. And so the woodsman came into grandma's house, saw the wolf licking his chops, took a knife out, gutted him, and they came spilling out onto the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, teach children, don't go into the woods. Wild animals aren't
yes,
your friends.
That's right. All right, James, you know what? You got a prize. You got a prize. I'm going to send you over to Rob to pick your prize, but you got to say something to my friend Mark Haney over here.
You are definitely smarter than me, Haney.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hold on, James. Hold on. One of our weaker opponents. Carly, thank you.
Of course.
Let's wrap this baby up.
I want to do something else instead.
Okay.
I want to do something for Carly.
All right.
Am I going to hear Night Ranger?
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
I feel like I have heard this.
This would be like Haney and I in the 80s when this was new. Listening to like Jerry Lee Lewis or Fats Domino.
Yeah, they're still good.
Yes.
Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, it sounds like all the music from then.
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah. That's good. That's not bad. I was expecting it to be like, I don't know. No, it's not bad.
I want you to hear the solo.
Okay.
Yeah, turn it up, Stan.
It sounds 80s, doesn't it?
I mean, I'm not air guitaring it like Haney, but yeah, it's good.
See, I want to know what this guy took. Did he take Guns N' Roses? Did he take Incubus? Or is he going to Night Ranger? Matt just shaking his head.
And this part right here, this is Jeff Watson. He plays with every finger doing this. It's amazing.
She's being polite, Haney.
She likes to rock.
Okay. Rob, what tickets did he take?
Everblades.
I didn't even know that. He didn't want to go to any of the concerts?
He took the Everblades tickets.
All right, fair enough. Whatever makes him happy. We're going to take what? We're going to take a break.
Night Ranger.
Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Love that.
Oh, I do too.
And you know where it came from? Where the Inspiranto for that came from?
Where?
You know, Los Angeles, especially around Venice Beach there, a lot of street musicians.
Yeah.
It was a guy who went around shirtless for a while playing the saxophone. And everybody thought he was really good because, you know, on the street, you only hear a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he'd play a little bit and get tips. As it turned out, Everybody thought, man, this guy is the master of the saxophone. But all the guy could play was Careless Whisper by Wham. He could not play another song.
Yes. Well, for a moment he sounds good. That triggered a memory in my head, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. I was watching something last week on television, and it was a woman playing a flute, instrument flute.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing it all jazzed up, and she's playing the flute, and my wife says, oh, she's pretty good. And I go, no, she's not. There's a trick. And she goes, well, what's the trick? I said, well, if you can get a sound out of that flute,
mm-hmm.
you can make sounds and then just stay in beat to the music, and it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job. And she goes, well, I guess so. And you remember this guy, and you even proved a point on a bit that we did. But there was a guy back in the morning show days, back in the early 90s. Yeah, he was a restaurant guy, might have been a cook, might have been, you know, he worked a night shift and would always come in the morning and tell us that he was going to go and take up the flute. Had no
yep.
musical experience at all.
Yep.
But that he was going to go but and take up the flute.
But he was a great guy.
He was a great guy. And so he went and started to learn to make a sound out of the flute where he's pressing the valves down and can get a clean sound out of it.
Yeah.
But he didn't know notes or scales or anything like that. But you put music to it, and he starts, and he filled in the gaps.
You're talking about Johnny McFadden?
Yes. That was, and it got to the point where he learned to time these odd notes
mm-hmm.
so well to music that he got gigs. He was making money. He was working at this bar, that bar, as
but playing the flute. He couldn't play it.
But he couldn't play it. And I guess this was a long time ago. We did a bit where Haney took a harmonica. And he said, I can play just as good as John Popper can
sure.
on Blues Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you can't. Yeah, I can. He goes, hit the Blues Traveler. And Haney was just blowing notes into the harmonica randomly. And it sounded exactly like Blues Traveler. And then you realize
these are tricks not everybody knows,
that it's a trick. You're not making music; you're making sounds come out of the flute, come out of the harmonica that you can do in beat with music, and it sounds good.
Man, you pick up a couple of tricks. That's all it takes.
Where's that that big hit that Blues Traveler had? That anybody that could make a sound out of the harmonica could play it.
Now, let me be clear. John Popper is one of the best harmonica players there
Understood.
Are.
Understood.
But he got to a point where he was so good that it all started to run together.
Yes. And he was just making, and when you picked up the harmonica and we had the music bed
and
of
you,
Blues Traveler.
You didn't believe me.
You couldn't tell the difference. And then we would shut the music off and just have Haney playing the harmonica, and it was nonsensical.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing with that Johnny McFadden guy.
Yep.
He can make sounds out of the flute and go with it with the beat, and it sounded good.
Yeah, I felt bad for doing that, but it had to be done at that point.
Yes. Well, he's actually playing here.
Yeah, but then he gets carried away to where he's going so fast, and he's doing great things, but you can't tell.
No.
Well, Boy, that seemed like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. This is not what I'm looking for. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, see,
there's nothing going on here.
Yep. And I remember you and the other guys on the show were like, wow.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just keep flowing and making all kinds of notes and be with the rhythm and the beat of the music. And it sounds like, look at this, there's nothing going on there. He's blowing into the harmonica.
Oh, he's doing great things, but when he tries to go so fast, you can't tell what he's doing.
So, aspiring musicians, there's hope for you. That guy with the flute that would come in here, he was getting gigs all over.
It was a total scam.
And didn't know how to play the flute at all.
But you know why he got the gigs? It wasn't anything about him playing the flute. He was personable.
He was. He was a likable guy. And he'd go, I got another one for you. He would just start, and it would be the same thing.
Yep.
Most
of life is like that.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's true. Couple of things. Fort Myers got a crash, Whiskey Creek Drive and College Parkway. And in Estero, crash, 23,000 block of Fashion Drive at the Coconut Point Mall residences. And you are up to date.
Is that prestigious?
Yeah, it's...
But ultimately, what you're doing is saying, yeah, I live at the mall.
Yeah, they have a whole section, all the above. They do the same thing at the Mercado, too. They have apartments up
there. Yes, I live at the mall.
They go for, like, in the millions.
Well, why don't you come to my place? I don't want to go to the mall.
Yeah. They have a separate entrance.
But I don't think you understand. It's very prestigious these days to live at the mall.
But you walk out on your balcony and it's the mall.
I wouldn't want that.
A lot of people do.
They just can't get enough of the mall. They want to live there.
They just like the life. Coming up in less than 1 hour.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of downside to it.
For me, remember when I lived downtown?
You thought that would be great.
A lot of downside. If there's events going on down there, if the streets are all blocked off, it was tough
and it's
getting home.
And you think, isn't that great? I'm in the middle of it all. And then you started, at first you were real excited.
Well, it was fun because I never needed a designated driver or anything.
No.
I just walked down my stairs, walked out the door, and I had bars and clubs all around me.
Well, here's what actually happened. Stan and I had built up a lot of goodwill.
Oh, don't go down that road.
And, you know, a lot of bar owners liked us, and...
They liked me.
They would want to buy Stan and Haney a drink, but Haney wasn't there, so Stan would, on my behalf, accept a drink for me. And that went on for the better part of a year. And then the stories changed from how awesome it is to, I don't know how somebody got into my house last night.
Yeah.
To, I watched kids fighting the cops in the middle of the street.
Yes.
To, I look out my window and I can tell there's fishing line and I see someone reeling up a bunch of drugs.
Yes. It had its downside. Had its upside.
Yeah.
I remember when the building caught on fire.
I was there.
Not when it caught on fire.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't. It was
3 o'clock. Or was that a different time?
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was there.
And I was in bed sleeping. And I ran out into the street with everybody else when they closed the building down and I couldn't go in and get even my shoes.
You sure that's not the night when I showed up drunk with Tommy and he had his hair in pigtails?
We were going over to the Peters. Now, will you please do some headlines?
It must be I remember being there maybe shortly thereafter and seeing the scorch marks or something.
Yes. Now, that you probably did. But no, you weren't there.
It was best that you did not leave a forwarding address.
Yep.
Because you'd picked up a crowd. You just had hernia surgery, and these random people kept coming up to your door. Hey, yep. You want a party?
Yep.
No, hey. The man can't move.
Hey, fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, I thought it was just me. Because I'm on my own. And as a matter of fact, the people at the radio station appear to be so concerned about me, they want to bring in a nutritionist.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen on Friday. This woman's supposed to come in here and whip you up some stuff.
But thinking back to our childhood, it was perfectly normal that you had dinner on the table every night.
Yeah.
How often do people cook now? They did a survey. We'll tell you what it says.
All right.
Couple of idiots pulled over for speeding near Pensacola. And in plain sight in their car, they had several bags that said on them, bag full o' drugs. Mm-hmm. A man had to come up with a plan, very bold plan, to steal drugs from, I guess, a crack house. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, I think that's what they call them, a crack house.
Yeah. He thought it would be a good idea to pretend to be a police officer, search the drug house, and steal all their stuff. And finally, Dateline Clearwater, Florida, 68-year-old woman, 73-year-old husband, informed her he'd like a separation. She didn't take it well. Hmm. We'll tell you what happened in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, gotta have laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What you cooking?
Chicken!
There you go. Today is... talk about how times have changed. Today is National Weather Person's Day.
Okay. You're not a weatherman.
We've known plenty of them.
Yeah, we have.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person.
Top things to ask yourself before becoming a TV weather person.
Lofty goals, indeed. Is black ice really the silent killer?
Oh, God.
Is there a brand of hairspray that ensures the hair never moves?
Yes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Am I physically able to do this? Specifically, can I point to the side while looking forward?
You're such an idiot!
Stop
hey,
it.
Hey, hey.
Why can't you ever do anything right?
We're trying! We're trying!
What is wrong with you?
Just as God made
me. That's right.
Do I have a charming sign-off, like, stay cool, folks? Or, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Can I slap the obnoxious fat sports guy when he points at my blouse and makes reference to a cold front? Is it bad form for me to stay inside during the hurricane? No. You got to be at least knee deep.
Yep.
And if the rain doesn't do it, you'll have to find your own water.
Correct. And they do.
Yeah. Get yourself a canoe. It only takes about an inch of water to float.
You think it's funny?
Yeah, well, yeah. Jeez.
How will I cope with the realization that anyone with a phone has access to the same amount of knowledge and expertise I do?
I've seen Guns N' Roses 20 times in California. Sorry to say.
Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Has my dream job always been to walk into a building and ask for the least demanding job in the entire place?
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you.
Come down later for moose soup.
I'll try.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person.
Yes.
Am I a non-specific female minority with a nice rack?
You're in.
And that, my friend, is on.
Elvis has left the building. I don't have time for emails today.
What?
I'm running short on time.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Hey, did your girlfriend like her Coke?
She did, and she wanted me to specifically say that she enjoyed it.
Did she drink the whole thing?
I don't know.
Did you have any?
I did not.
Okay, good.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Going to get you updated on traffic here for your drive home. And then I'm going to tell you about something that's going on in Cape Coral Saturday night. It's another bike night. I'll give you the details here in just a second. All right. We've got three things on the board this half hour. Two in North Fort Myers. The first one, a crash. The 1000 block of North Tamiami Trail. Then we have a disabled vehicle, North Fort Myers. North Tamiami Trail and West North Shore Avenue, right by the Edison Bridge. And in Fort Myers, crash, 13,000 block of Eagle Ridge Drive, right by the Manor Care. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about a half hour. If you haven't gone to Cape Coral Bike Night, you don't know what you're missing. It is a lot of fun. They close off downtown and let you walk around, listen to live music. K-Rock in the city of Cape Coral Parks and Recreation Special Events present another Cape Coral Bike Night. It's going to be this Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Downtown Cape Coral on Southeast 47th Terrace. Going to have live rock with a Kiss tribute band, Strutter, plus special guest Bite the Bullet on the big stage. Admission is free. You can visit the vendor village. Plenty of food and drink. If you want details on Bike Night, just go to the thing. It's going to be fun. Go to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Ahoy.
Hey,
everybody. Let's just stop what we're doing. It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crape and Chowder. Let's just stop the presses. Don't you know that I'm on the air from 2 to 6? And it would be best if you emailed.
Certainly do.
Okay. How are you? All right. I'll start pleasantly. How are you, Tony?
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Anything else to add?
Well, I've been a great show today. I've been listening.
Oh, have you been listening? You have been, huh?
And you did the story on the local beach that I thought was pretty fascinating.
Uh-huh. Well, which one, about the kayak?
Yeah, the guy went out in the Everglades, and they're lucky that they found him, I guess.
Yeah, he was out there 4 days floating around. Alligators, water moccasins, creatures.
I was just wondering, hypothetically.
Yes.
Nobody batted an eye when this old fella went out there alone.
What about it? He went out, he was 67, he went out alone. What's the deal?
Well, how would an older gentleman go about obtaining a kayak and getting out into the Everglades?
This is something you wanted. He was an outdoors person. He went and took a 4 day thing, got a kayak, backpack, went out and did it. Is this something you can't do this? You barely walked 25 feet from your car to the restaurant.
Well, let me ask you another hypothetical.
All right. Is this why you called?
Yes. So they found this guy alive.
They found him alive. He was floating on top of his life jacket. They found him on Monday.
Well, let me ask you this. Had they found him and he wasn't alive, or they never found him, would that be a dignified way to go, in your opinion?
He would have died doing what he wanted to do. I believe that if you want to go with dignity, you go out on your terms. He went out on it. If he died, he would have gone out on his terms.
So let's say I do the same thing. They don't find me, or I'm all chewed up when they do.
Yep. I don't know anybody want to look for you.
Exactly. Now,
I don't know. They would probably, I'd be way down on the list when they found out that your brother Dom didn't want to look for you. None of your family, your son, all of them, they didn't want to look for you. And then it'd come to me, and I'd say no.
Do you think I'd get a decent eulogy out of it?
I don't know who's going to give you the eulogy. Your brother, maybe. But I don't, and if they ask me, I mean, I don't even know if I'd go to the service.
I was hoping you might, because you're in the communication business, yes, you might have something nice to say about me, you know, for the local TV news.
If the local TV news came up to me and put a microphone in my face after they found you mutilated, half-eaten in the Everglades.
Right.
They'd say, Stan, Tony D'Amico was on your show many times trying to... you know, get money out of you, some harebrained idea, get cheap promotion on the air because he can't advertise. What do you remember most about Tony? And I'd say, I knew him a long time.
Well, that was a hell of a leading question.
Yeah, my answer is, I knew him a long time. He was a unique individual. That's what I'd say.
I can live with that.
All right, then, case closed. I guess we're done here. Let me know when you go out to the Everglades. I'll prepare.
Well, I guess we are then.
Yep.
Stan?
What?
I think I'm going to have to shut down the restaurant.
It's about time. You're shutting it down. Is this why you called, or were you just daydreaming about you going out solo at the age of about 89 kayaking?
Yeah, Stan, you know, I'm not one to back down from a fight. I've gone toe-to-toe with the health department on multiple occasions.
Yes, you have.
Code enforcement,
yes.
Zoning, I battled my whole life.
Yes, you have.
But I don't think I can come back from this one.
What do you mean, come back? You're thinking about closing down the restaurant, and you don't think you can come back for this one. You're not telling me the Cape Coral Parks and Rec came up to you and said, do you want to participate in bike night? And you said no again. Is that it?
I wish it was something like that. But, you know,
I'm joking around, but it sounds like you're dead serious.
Oh, absolutely.
That you're thinking about throwing in the towel.
You know, it started with Clinton, okay?
What? Well, yeah, what about him?
And then after 8 years of Obama,
yeah,
the small businessman couldn't fight it anymore. And I'm ashamed to say I got in bed with the globalists.
What the hell are you talking? Are you drinking?
A little bit.
You're what are you doing? Just sitting around drinking and commiserating? You got a restaurant to run.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little sorry for myself.
Cape Coral is thriving. It's got nothing to do with the globalists.
It most certainly does.
What?
The small businessman was encouraged to, what was it? Think globally, act locally. And
you didn't either. So what difference does it make? You never participated in any community stuff. And let me tell you, you don't have a taste that appeals to anybody from around the world.
They advise a small businessman to get with the globalist program and everything's by computer and imports and all that.
Wait, hold on a second. Computers to run, yeah. The registers and all that are done by computers. People like different things.
It was explained to me because my profit margin is raised as sin.
It always has been. I don't get this.
That I needed to not use my usual distributors anymore.
Your usual what?
And my distributors.
Uh-huh.
And that I used this thing called Alibaba.
And what's that?
It's a place where you can order everything direct from China, from your plasticware, your tablecloths. And then
Nobody forced you to do that, Tony. You did it because it was cheap. You're a cheap ass.
Well, that's exactly right. It's about the profit margin. Do you remember when they come out with buffalo wings?
Yeah. What about them? Everybody serves them.
And everybody at first was like, hey, wait a second. Buffaloes don't have wings.
No, that was a joke.
But it stuck, and I placed an order last year. I thought it was the same thing for Chinese bat wings. Bat wings.
It's really bat wings?
Yeah.
You can't even serve bat wings?
I may have.
Wait a second. Do you know what's going on in China right now from eating bats?
Yeah, I've heard. And pretty much all of the stuff I got in the freezer right now
are bat wings.
Is from China.
What the hell?
And the bat wings and anything else that I order from China, you know, I just ordered ground meat. They don't call it beef. It's ground meat. And then I just order ribs.
They're not pork ribs or beef ribs. It's just ribs.
I never thought about it, Stan, because I thought who would do something like that?
Tony, do you know if you go through proper channels, especially at a restaurant, and you wonder why you've been shut down? The USDA has to approve various meats, and they have to determine what it is. Who is sending you just meat? Serving it?
It's sent to me so that the FDA is not involved. It's sent to me.
You can't do that!
Well, it's sent under the category of traditional homeopathic medicine.
And you wonder why your profit line is razor thin. What is this? You know what? Shut it down. I want you to shut it down, or so help me, I'll call the health department and they'll shut it down for you.
I already decided that's the right thing to do. I haven't been able to afford to feed myself or Timmy, and we both just feel horrible. And I felt really bad because I just dropped him off at the orphanage. So I can't be responsible for him anymore.
So, Timmy, who's been with you now for 10, 12 years, You took him in your car and dropped him off at the orphanage. He's got to be in his 30s now.
Yeah, yeah. It hurt me, Stan. I remember I've done the same thing. I've done it with dogs before.
What was it like taking him to the pound?
Yeah, I just let him out, and I said, you know what? You'll make lots of new friends. You'll be happy.
He's in his 30s now. You took him in like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and at that time, there was a lot of paperwork and all that, but this time I just pulled up in the driveway and let him out, and I took off, and yes, I wept.
You dropped off Big Tim at the orphanage. Let me ask a couple of things here. What an idiot.
I just returned him.
What does a Tony D'Amico drink when he's at, you know, rope's end?
His own stock, what's left of it.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. So you dropped Big Tim off, so he's gone from your life.
Right.
You had a house that you and your wife Sheila used to live in. Do you still have the house?
I do, but when I hang up with you, I got the feeling that you're going to have to tent it.
Tent it? Why?
Well, Timmy had a hell of a cold.
What?
And fever.
What?
And I hear that this thing's going around.
What thing's going around?
It's the thing from China.
The coronavirus?
What's the beer got to do with it?
The coronavirus. It has nothing to do with Corona beer.
It's
bat wings that you're getting from China,
along with meat. Yeah, the bat wings. That's why they call it the moine flu. Okay,
that's not two different things.
Or the swine flu.
No.
Or the H5.
No. So,
I tried to look it up on WebMD. That's what I got.
It's the coronavirus. It's a flu-like thing that is started in China. They don't have a cure for it, and they're trying to be cautious about it. Now,
come on! It didn't start in China. The Saudi Arabian doctors discovered it, and they were studying it in Canada to determine if it's a weaponized virus because it contains part of the AIDS virus, and that it was weaponized.
Where are you reading this?
Well, it was the Chinese stole it from Canada and ended up in Wuhan. That's their Category 4 hazmat lab there, and it got out there, and it's weaponized, and they know for a fact that it's got the AIDS in it.
What?
So I probably did the right thing, shutting down the restaurant. So they'll probably burn my house down.
And Big Tim back to the orphanage.
And I thought the best thing I could do was just disappear in the Everglades. But God knows, then maybe it'll jump to an alligator.
You are the most misinformed person I've ever met.
Last Thursday night, the Beatles were in town and packed our show out there with about over 14,000 children, a great majority being girls. Now, these are the youngsters from the better homes, because the underprivileged cannot afford $5 a seat, and the reservations were made last April. Now, this court is not a prude, but the question is, can you take 14,000 children and pack them in to one stadium, and they know they're coming there to get hysterical, and the whole show was based upon producing hysteria. And then these girls went into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy. Some pulled their hair out. Some tore their dresses. They threw notes of a very undesirable nature on the stage. Some girls, after the performance, kissed the stage, and some went up and kissed the very seats in which the Beatles had sat. One father brought a child who was epileptic, and the child had an epileptic fit. I think we can all agree that the show was not good, and if it's not good, why must we have it? I believe that a dictionary definition of a Beatle is a bug. And of course, a bug also means being crazy. One newspaper said that the girls stripped off the veneer of civilization. But if you could see how uncontrollable they were, the glassy eyes, the physical and mental condition, you would agree that the show was not good for them.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The hysteria, the glassy eyes, it's a coma.
Mm-hmm. The wet undergarment.
Yeah. The thrashing and...
what have you.
Yeah. Undesirable notes.
Yeah.
Sniffing the seats where the Beatles sat. What the...
gesticulation of the hips.
Yeah. The gyration.
You know, the dictionary definition. Boy, we would have fit right in.
Yeah. Yeah. Definition of a beetle is a bug. It also means a sickness. What the hell?
Good times.
Yeah. Let's... oh, by the way, Rob's show is going to be in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we'll do some news with Mark Haney. All right. One thing on the board for this half hour. It's a crash in Lehigh Acres, Westminster Street North, and Homestead Road North. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. You know, we can all agree the show wasn't good, so why did we have it?
Oh, I love it.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 5th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Got a text from somebody. We just played Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Of course, we're giving away tickets all week to the show coming up in Tampa.
But not everybody's impressed.
Yeah, because I just got a text. Can you guys not play Guns N' Roses so much? You see, I've seen them like 20 times already.
Really?
Yeah.
And in what state?
Yeah, what state?
I've seen Guns N' Roses plenty of times in California, sorry to say.
Well, okay, there goes the whole promotion.
There it is.
Just shot us right down.
Yep.
Sorry to say.
Yeah, we got a lot into this.
Yeah.
I've seen Guns N' Roses plenty of times in California, sorry to say.
Yeah, well. That'll just about do it.
I had the best of intentions. We thought people would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
You know, Stan.
Yeah, Haney.
You have provided such a public service.
Thank you.
To this area.
Thank
over
you.
The years.
Sure have.
In
what I do.
imparting words to live by. And one of those things that has really helped people is you driving at home, read the label.
Set a better table. Oh, yeah.
You got to pay attention to the fine print. Bill Murray. Now, he is known for being highly selective with his roles. And so a lot of people were surprised when Bill Murray agreed to do the voice of Garfield. Now, Mr. Murray made that decision based on faulty information.
Oh.
Because he thought the script was written by Joel...
Guns N' Roses 20 times.
Let's see.
Well, this is highly irregular.
It is. This is a newscast, and you don't see, you know, your news people. Who's a big news person now?
There aren't any.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Devin.
Devin, do you know what we're doing right now, buddy?
I know you're doing the news. I'm sorry.
All right, but, Devin felt it was important enough.
Evidently, very important. We're making an exception to you, Devin.
There's no way he saw Guns N' Roses 20 times in California, because I saw him the first time at Perkins Palace in Pasadena. I followed them.
So you're confusing things.
Did you ever see them in Atascadero?
No.
No, you're confusing things. The text was being joking at
the Coliseum.
All right. Look, what point are you trying? The guy was joking about 20 times. The caller from the other day was saying that he saw him plenty of times.
Can we bring up that audio, Rob?
I saw him about eight times over the years.
Devin, let's listen to how this all began.
I've seen Guns N' Roses plenty of times in California, sorry to say.
Plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then I stand corrected.
All right.
I'm sorry.
So you saw him eight times.
Yes.
And
I saw him in Northern California, Southern California.
Do you feel
there. Now? I live in Charlotte County.
Do you feel that you got full value for your money every performance?
Oh, not even close.
Really? What about when Axl was just solo with a backing band? Did you enjoy that?
No.
Let me ask you. So do you have no desire to see Guns N' Roses?
Oh no, I would see him again.
Do you want to go to see him? I got tickets.
Yeah.
All right.
I would love that.
Hold on. I'll get you tickets to Guns N' Roses.
Congratulations, Devin.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hold on.
See? Sucker.
Yeah.
Nobody wants those tickets. Yeah. Everybody's seen him already.
Yeah.
That sucker. He's seen him eight times.
Yeah.
And he admits they're not that good.
Yep.
But yet he's still going to go, isn't he?
Rube it up. And a guy yesterday saw him 18 times in Tulsa.
Yep. Tulsa alone.
Yeah.
He didn't say that's as many times as he's seen him. That's just in Tulsa. He may have seen him elsewhere.
We're not, but if we got this pebble rolling, you would have, because people like to brag or make themselves sound. We let him go and we buy hook, line, and sinker how many times he's seen Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
There would be another caller and another caller that would try to one-up that.
He doesn't seem happy, though, that he saw Guns N' Roses that many times.
Yeah.
He felt like he was ripped off.
Yeah.
Well, at least getting the free tickets now, that will essentially lower the average cost of him going to see Guns N' Roses quite dramatically.
Yes. And Rob, tell the rest of them, no more phone calls. I gave away the Guns N' Roses today. Despite people really not wanting them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard sell just trying to give them away.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Stan, there have only ever been two artists to have their first two singles make it to number one and number two on the Billboard charts in the same week. Only two.
I know one right off the bat. It's the Beatles.
Do you know the definition of a beetle?
It's a bug or a sickness.
And you're absolutely right. Any idea of who the second artist might be?
I don't think it's like Elvis. Michael Jackson.
Boy, you're going to laugh because I'm sure you knew this. Iggy Azalea.
What?
Here's a fact for you. No one, and I mean absolutely no one, born before 1816 ever appeared in a movie.
I can believe that.
It sounds like a bold statement.
Just fine. 1816, I can believe that. That's a fact.
But why is 1816 the dividing line? I'll tell you why. A woman named Sarah Whitley, born in 1816, appeared in the first film ever in 1888. It was a real blockbuster, a real beauty, entitled Round Hay Garden Scene.
Round Hay Garden Scene?
Yeah, that's, you know, goes back to when it was just a miracle to see moving pictures.
Yeah.
And probably a woman sitting on a bench in a garden.
Okay. Okay. All right. 1816.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little odd little fact here. Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, and Bill Gates, at one time or another, reigned as the richest man in the world.
Sure.
Now, they have that in common, but they have one more thing in common.
What?
Each and every one of them had a father named William.
Bill?
Indeed. And that's a fact that will probably never, ever come up in your life.
Yeah.
But if it does, you know, you're running your mouth at the bar, you could probably take a few bucks off a rube.
Maybe. Yep. Rube sucker.
Yep. Like that guy we pawned the Guns N' Roses tickets yeah. off on.
Good Woo-hoo. Luck with those, huh?
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News.
On the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. You know, Stan, I'll admit, I took it for granted.
You sure did. What?
Well, growing up, that we'd have a nice dinner every night. My mom would make it for us.
That's the way it was when I was growing up. Dinner at, 6 o'clock.
Well, a new survey ask people, well, how often do you cook dinner at home?
Well, me personally?
Well, the survey asked people.
2 to 3 times a week.
19% said, what are you talking about? What are you, a weirdo? 19% of us, we cook every night. What do the rest of you do? 27% cook 5 to 6 nights a week. But even adding them together, that's a total of just 46% that cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
29% cook 3 to 4 times, 12% cook 1 or 2 nights, 7% less than once a week, and 3% never, ever, ever. And another 3% said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Men are more than twice as likely as women to say they never cook dinner at home. And people ages 18 to 24, almost 3 times as likely as any other age group to say they don't cook at all.
Let me give you an example. I cooked last night. The Opti Grill that you gave me for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I put 2 filet mignons on the Opti Grill, and in the oven, I roast some small Yukon Gold
new
potatoes. Yep, and roast them with a little
rosemary.
Yeah, and thyme. Had a beautiful meal inside of a half hour, and I cooked it at home.
Wow, the Opti Grill makes all the difference.
The Opti Grill is one of the most awesome things I own. And 2 steaks right on there, boom, boom, set, tells you exactly when it's done. Had them nice, medium rare.
You know, without that, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll find out on Friday when the nutritionist comes in. And we'll teach you how to blend.
Look, Jack LaLanne was a friend of mine.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
Yes. And he said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But don't ever forget, I was also under the care of Dr. Atkins.
Yes, you were. Both of them are dead.
Yep. you know what they say, Stan. There's more old drunks than there are old doctors, so sure I guess we better have another round. 29-year-old Jordan Fleming of Springfield, Oregon, had a bit of a conundrum. He had to figure out how to knock over the local drug house.
Right.
And back in December, he settled on his plan. Jordan typed up a fake search warrant, then went to the drug house, flashed a fake badge, and demanded to search the premises. And while he was inside, like a kid in a candy store, he helped himself, or quote-unquote, seized a bunch of heroin and meth.
Jeez.
What can they say about it, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, someone in the house recognized him because, well, the last time they saw him there, he was a customer. And they thought it would be a great idea to get the real cops involved. Make everybody's night. Jordan was arrested and is facing several charges, including robbery, heroin possession, and impersonating a police officer. And the cops also would like you to know, yes, there's all kinds of charges against all the people at the drug house, too.
Mm. Hello, this is Jack LaLanne. I want to say hello to all my friends at 96 K-Rock, especially Stan and Haney. And let me tell you something, Stan and Haney. The only way it can hurt the human body is don't use it. If you don't exercise on a regular basis, it's like going to bed with a rattlesnake. It has to get you. And remember, if man makes it, don't eat it.
Okay, fair enough. See?
Thank you.
See, a friend of ours.
Jack LaLanne.
The great Jack LaLanne. If man makes it, don't eat it. And you got to use that body.
Yeah. I want to start dressing like him, you know, just a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Jack LaLanne. I want to say hello to all my friends at 96 K-Rock, especially Stan and Haney. And let me tell you something, Stan and Haney.
Yes?
The only way it can hurt the human body is don't use it.
Huh?
If you don't exercise on a regular basis, it's like going to bed with a rattlesnake. It has to get you. And remember, if man makes it, don't eat it.
Those are wise words. He lived to like 90.
Yeah, and he was always jumping around.
And he was still jumping around. And he, right before he died, had that Jack LaLanne juicer.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would throw in the kale and the spinach and then a nice lemon, a little lemon and an orange and a pear. And then you drink it down and it's health.
Bill.
That was, hold on. I gotta see. Oh, the Jack LaLanne power juicer. And yes, Stan had one.
Had one?
Yeah. The problem with the Jack LaLanne power juicer.
Wait a second. Your place is not that big, and I think about the things that you've been sucked into buying over the years.
Yeah.
Do you still have your Showtime rotisserie chicken?
I have the George Foreman rotisserie. Look at there. Look at him.
Yep. Look at that.
Yep. The pulp of all the fruits and vegetables got clogged in the thing. And then you would clean it, and it wouldn't be clean as you wanted. And, boy, it would get a good stink.
Yeah, you just couldn't get at it.
You could.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jack LaLanne. Mr. Fitness himself.
You know, Stan, you have a psychology degree.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You've also found yourself on the wrong side of the desk at marriage counseling.
Yes, I have. You are correct on both counts.
And isn't it suggested that for a healthy relationship that you should be honest with your partner?
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's see how that worked out here. There's a 68-year-old woman named Pamela Carr. She lives in Clearwater.
All right.
And on Sunday morning, in a fit of honesty, her 73-year-old husband informed Pamela that he thought it would be best for all concerned if he and Pamela were to separate.
Okay.
A separation.
At what age?
He's 73, she's 68.
Okay. It happens at any age. It never ends.
But he's got to be honest because it's all about his personal happiness, isn't it? That's what
correct.
He's been told.
Yep, just his personal happiness.
Yes.
Yep.
And, well, quite frankly, Pam doesn't do it for him anymore.
Right.
And he'd like to be away from her.
I can see why.
And so, as an adult, at the age of 73, we can be civil about this, and I will simply inform you that I'm rejecting you now, and I'd like you to leave. Thank you.
We can be adults about this.
Yes, he was very adult about this.
Yeah.
Pamela was not on board with the plan.
Ah.
And she expressed her displeasure by drawing her personal defense taser and repeatedly electrocuting her husband.
Oh, my.
This was a bit of an astonishment to the 73-year-old who was being very adult and mature about the whole thing. So he found himself in a difficult position where he had to bring in law enforcement and have her hauled away for felony domestic battery.
Take a look. Later.
He tried to do it the right way, the way you're told, which can get you killed.
Yep, there you go, being honest.
Yep.
But looking at it right now, I don't blame him.
Not one bit.
I'd say he was probably justified.
Yeah.
Based on that reaction.
Her reaction.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, February 5th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
You see, Pamela, I no longer find you appealing or attractive in any way whatsoever, so I think it would be best if we separated.
What do you get for that?
Zap!
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home.
Just one thing on the board right now that we see here. Crash, Fort Myers, 9300 block via San Giovanni Street. Other than that, nothing here. I'm sure where you are right now, you've passed a few, but we haven't gotten it. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, man, that getting older sneaks up on you, though, right? I had a wake-up call for how old I am recently. I was playing pickup basketball at a park, and these young guys showed up. One of them bumps into me. My whole life, somebody bumps into me in sports. They're like, my bad, you good? You good? This young guy bumped into me, and he's like, sir, are you all right? It's like, man, I'm sir, are you all right old? I had no idea. Worst part was, I was not all right at all. I was limping out of that park like, yeah, it'll be okay later, someday, probably, maybe. I don't know. My wife's got ointments. We'll figure it out. It's nice to catch up with my body. I've always been kind of like a grumpy old man, especially when it comes to money. I get really grumpy when I hear people fantasize about being rich. So they're always like, oh, dude, if I had $1 million, I'd get a mansion, Mustang, condo in Hawaii. It's like, dude, you just spent $2 million imaginary dollars. Your budget was $1 million imaginary dollars. You're never going to be rich. You can't even manage your imaginary money right now, man.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Let's just stop what we're doing. It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder.
I think I'm going to have to shut down the restaurant.
It's about time.
Do you remember when they come out with buffalo wings?
Yeah, what about them? Everybody serves them.
And everybody at first was like, hey, wait a second, buffaloes don't have wings.
No, man, that was a joke.
But it stuck, and I placed an order last year. I thought it was the same thing for Chinese bat wings. Bat wings.
It's really bat wings?
Yeah.
You can't even serve bat wings?
I may have.
Wait a second. Do you know what's going on in China right now from eating bats?
Yeah, I've heard, and pretty much all of the stuff I got in the freezer right now
are bat wings.
Is from China.
What the hell?
And the bat wings and anything else that I order from China, you know, I just order ground meat. They don't call it beef. It's ground meat. And then I just order ribs.
not pork ribs or beef ribs. It's just ribs.
I never thought about it, Stan, because I thought who would do something like that?
Tony, do you know if you go through proper channels, especially at a restaurant, and you wonder why you've been shut down, the USDA has to approve various meats, and they have to determine what it is. Who is sending you just meat? Who is, and you're serving it?
It's sent to me so that the FDA is not involved. It's sent to me.
You can't do that!
Well, it's sent under the category of traditional homeopathic medicine.
And you wonder why your profit line is razor thin. What is this? Shut the, you know what? Shut it down. I want you to shut it down, or so help me, I'll call the health department and they'll shut it down for you. You can't go to the USDA.
I already decided that's the right thing to do. I haven't been able to afford to feed myself or Timmy, and we both just feel horrible. And I felt really bad because I just dropped him off at the orphanage. So I can't be responsible for him anymore.
So Timmy, who's been with you now for 10, 12 years, you took him in your car and dropped him off at the orphanage. He's got to be in his 30s now.
Yeah. And it hurt me, Stan. I remember I've done the same thing.
I've done it with dogs before.
What
was it like, taking him to the pound?
Yeah, I just let him out, and I said, you know what? You'll make lots of new friends. You'll be happy.
He's in his 30s now. You took him in like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and at that time, there was a lot of paperwork and all that, but this time I just pulled up in the driveway and let him out, and I took off, and yes, I wept.
You dropped off Big Tim at the orphanage. Let me ask a couple of things here. What an idiot.
I just returned him.
So you dropped Big Tim off, so he's gone from your life.
Right.
You had a house that you and your wife, Sheila, used to live in. Do you still have the house?
I do, but when I hang up with you, I got the feeling that they're going to have to tent it.
Tent it? Why?
Well, Timmy had a hell of a cold.
What?
Fever. And I hear that this thing's going around.
What thing's going around?
It's the thing from China.
The coronavirus?
What's the beer got to do with it?
The coronavirus. It has nothing to do with Corona beer.
It's
bat wings that you're getting from China. Along with meat.
Right. Yeah, the bat wings. That's why they call it the moid flu.
That's not two different things.
Or the swine flu.
No.
Or the H5.
No. So,
I tried to look it up on WebMD. That's what I got.
It's the coronavirus. It's a flu-like thing that is started in China. They don't have a cure for it, and they're trying to be cautious about it. Now,
Stan, come on. It didn't start in China. The Saudi Arabian doctors discovered it, and they were studying it in Canada to determine if it's a weaponized virus because it contains part of the AIDS virus and that it was weaponized.
Where are you reading this?
Well, it was the Chinese stole it from Canada and ended up in Wuhan. That's their Category 4 hazmat lab there, and it got out there, and it's weaponized, and they know for a fact that it's got the AIDS in it.
What?
So I probably did the right thing, shutting down the restaurant. So they'll probably burn my house down.
And Big Tim back to the orphanage.
And I thought the best thing I could do was just disappear in the Everglades. But God knows, then maybe it'll jump to an alligator.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.